Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. So you've come in to give us a yachting report.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Right. That's great. We've been looking for a yachting report for a while. And
well, in theory, it's the first race of the season.
Right. Yep.
But there's gales.
Ah, look, I reckon your blokes are getting a bit soft. I was talking to some sailors this morning. Yesterday, I can understand. It might have been a bit fresh.
Oh, yeah, that would have been tricky.
Well, I think, you could either say soft or sensible. So what we've decided to do, when there's a gale warning, do have to accept, strong winds, fair enough, but you do have to accept when there's a gale warning that...
A gale's coming.
You don't want to be foolish. No. And so we've decided to have a race tomorrow instead.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, good. Well done. Yeah, the weather will be more settled tomorrow, so that'll be good.
Yeah, so if you look out for the sailing boats on the bay, we've got quite a few more come. Russell Smith's got a new boat. Stefan and Carolyn have got a new boat.
Right.
When I say new, I mean they're...
Another one.
About 30 years old. Yeah. But they're new to the bay.
Right.
And all the big boats, some of them, like Wild Rose was up in Melbourne recently getting its bottom cleaned
is it?
Add that extra half a knot.
Yeah, right.
And there's great excitement. Peter Bourne's got a new mast on Miss Molly. His old one last season.
Right. Yeah, I suppose you wouldn't want to go out first up on a rough day, would you? But testing all your equipment.
But you have got a new rescue boat.
We have.
New one.
Brand new.
People should feel confident.
Yeah.
And where did that come from?
I think it was made in New Zealand, it's a fair bit bigger than the old one bright orange and... I mean, really good for the rougher.
Yes, it's days. Aluminium.
Aluminium
hull, isn't it? Yeah, it looks like it could be an icebreaker. Like it's just a really strong-looking boat.
In fact, I understand you're quite familiar with it.
Yes.
Because you've been rescued, John.
It tends to be.
Well, that hasn't been stored there yet, but...
No, okay.
All right.
I'll give it the once-over one. The shed.
So where did the funding come from that?
The funding came... we've been sort of conscious that we needed to upgrade the duty boat for quite a few years. And so lots of, music festival and ag show, sausage sizzles and fundraising amongst members and whatever. And then just in the last year, Lisa coming on as Commodore has had a real big push and lots of donations from members.
Right.
Some small and some quite sizable. So
pulled
all the
money
together.
Yeah.
It's been a real big effort. And
Done the yachting club and Lisa.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah. Really and what happened to the old one?
The old one has just been sold.
Right.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm not sure how much for, but I think it's still in town. But is due to head up to Melbourne Monday or Tuesday next week.
Right. Yeah,
On a truck or going?
No, on a trailer.
I think it's been towed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They've just got to check the bearings before they set up. It's generally a good idea.
Yes.
Very good.
So worked out well because I was down there when they bought the new boat down and the fella sort of didn't really want to take a trade in. He was, they weren't. Yeah. I think there are a lot of second-hand boats out there, and the theory was he might have trouble getting rid of it. But
they advertised it online. I'm not sure where.
Yeah,
somebody's agreed.
Yeah,
to buy it.
That's great.
So that's fantastic. You know.
So tomorrow's for yachting.
Yes.
Yeah. So all the yachts people.
Yeah, we tend to call it sailing.
Sailing.
Yachting sounds a bit.
Does it?
Sounds a bit. Exclusive.
Does
and we're
all oh, right.
I've got the talking stick. I mean, we're not exclusive at all.
No.
So anybody and everybody is welcome.
And it's more a sailing club.
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
And there's a complete mix of boats from really tiny one-person ones to the through. We've got a lot of 2 people flying 15s. There's a couple of club boats people can borrow and a lot of big keel boats.
Yeah.
And particularly with getting more boats in the fleet, there's going to be lots of opportunities for people to get a sail.
Right.
If they're interested.
So if you want to get involved, you can get on board a boat.
Or have a look at the website, or we've got a Facebook group, Apollo Bay Sailing Club, and come and find out all about it.
And do you still, you used to have like a sailing day where, people, the general public if they're interested, go down and hop on a boat.
Well, in fact, what we tried to do is, if you're interested, just get in touch and come down and have a sail.
Yeah.
And we, the last couple of years, we've actually had some professional sailing tuition provided by Australian Sailing,
right,
which tends to be, it's like the first, in the first week of the new year, you know, over the over the summer period. And there's a lot of people have been through those courses, and it really shows you what you should be doing, and right, and teaches you. So, you know, there's two.
So you haven't got people like Russell Smith yelling at you when you grab the wrong rope and things like that.
That's right, yeah. Although Russell wouldn't do that. He's surprisingly patient, actually.
Is he? Oh, well, there you go. Another side of him, John.
Well, maybe he'd yell at you.
Oh, your son.
Oh, well, that's great. So what time tomorrow, if people want to come down and have a look? Or
I think it's in the morning. We usually race in the afternoon, but I think when we race on a Sunday, it's in the morning.
Is it
I
right? Can't be sure.
Have a look on the website or the Facebook you'll get the group time. And it'll,
Now, just on that, I was told this morning that possibly that might happen all through the season. If it's too, you can't sail on the Saturday, Sunday mornings, sail, because over the years you've lost so many sailing days because
really
of the weather.
Yeah, we really try and sail on a Saturday because that's the sailing day. Mm. It's just particularly at the beginning of the season, everybody's so desperate to get out
see
right. how it's going.
Yeah,
so, you know, I mean, it might happen two or three times in a season, but generally it's Saturday. Mm. And then we've got some over December, January, we've got some twilight races on a Wednesday.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that the Opties, which are the tiny little boats, Peter Geeky organises some sailing on a Friday, you know, in the harbour and whatever.
So there's plenty of opportunities, if you want to get involved. Yeah. And you don't have to be young at all, do you? I know of a couple of people who were in the, certainly in the late 60s, 70s, have just started that way, you know.
Absolutely,
come down.
Yeah, well, we've got people. I know it's a bit of a can't think of what's the word for something that people cliche, but we've got people from about 8 to up in their 80s.
80s, right. Yes.
So, you know, we really have.
Yeah.
So the whole range.
So your social evenings, you'd have a broad range of music.
Oh, probably. I mean, we might not play some of the stuff you like, John, but
possibly,
or Tony. But
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Getting on to another topic. The Skeens Creek Association has had a great success in getting $5 million for the track.
Absolutely. No, I mean, that's absolutely stunning.
$400,000 more than needed. Well, then the quote.
No.
Well, it's up to $5 million.
Right.
And you know how it works with these things. You know, you've got to have a bit of contingency, and there's things that you have to work out during the process.
Yeah, so, for sure. You know, now, did you expect to sort of get the finances so soon? I mean, I know you and Graham have been working on it for a long time.
Yeah,
but
yeah, we have. I was a bit gobsmacked that it came. But I think it just shows, and the same with the money that's just come to the harbour. I think it just shows that you've got to be persevere with these things.
Yes.
And keep putting them forward, because sooner or later the time will come when either the council or one of the state or federal polities is looking for an opportunity to fund something, and if you've got your stuff all lined up,
if you're ready to go,
I'll go with that one.
It's not a last minute thing, it's something you developed over a few years.
I think if you can't show that the economic case is strong and that you've considered things like erosion and sea level rise and flora and fauna and heritage and all that stuff.
Yep.
If you've not got all those boxes ticked, then they're not going to give you the money.
That's they'd be irresponsible to do.
Yeah, they would.
They?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So anyway, in the harbour, I think the council was quite clever in saying that if we don't spend about $14 million on the harbour, in 2 years it'll be closed. Well, that's pretty dramatic, isn't it? You know, and it was.
Yeah.
I think
unfortunately,
it was true.
It's true.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah,
but this funding just comes through as different to that $14 million, isn't it? Is my understanding.
The harbour funding is about some sort of low scale development around the Mother's Beach car park and the co-op, and linking the Mother's Beach car park through to the foreshore.
The $14 million is more maintenance type thing.
Yeah,
for
and
the
I think that'll be coming from the state government. Yeah. It's sort of like a match for match type. Yeah,
yeah,
it's my
well,
understanding.
Hope so.
I think that's what's probably going to
so
happen.
So with the walk, Tim, if
walk and cycleway.
And, oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah cycleway.
So get your bicycle wheels oiled.
Yeah. How many hills there?
Many.
What can you start thinking of start dates or things like that?
Well, I think we need to sort out. So I'm not quite sure about the state's commitment. I'm not quite sure how this city deal thing works.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of federal state. You would hope that it's all going to be nice and straightforward.
Yeah. Well, with two elections coming up, I think you're pretty, yep. you know, short
and,
of.
And then, obviously, the Coast Committee currently manages the land, but we've got the Great Ocean Road Authority
coming.
And the Shire is the obvious body that's got the expertise and the skills to deliver the project. But there's just a few things like that to be worked through.
Yeah.
But I would be very hopeful that they'd be putting out sort of contracts and stuff before the end of the year to, you know,
get the process started.
After the holiday sort of thing, maybe February, March sort of. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, at least they've done a bit, haven't they, with that bit of Thomas's Corner. So
that's
a start.
Right, that's right. And Vic Roads, well, they're now called Regional Roads, actually.
Yeah.
The
are they?
Yeah.
How much for a change of signage and uniforms?
You cynic. but they are already committed to build a pedestrian cycle bridge at Skeens Creek alongside the existing bridge.
Right. Ah, yeah.
Because they want to make some changes to the junction there. So they're planning to do some community consultation about that in January.
Right.
And they have also committed in a year or two to replace the bridge at Wild Dog Creek.
Right.
Because as you'd be aware, there's nowhere for people to walk.
No,
or
that's quite narrow. Yeah.
So
they're
going to replace the whole bridge there.
Yeah, right.
So
then they'd put the cycle and walking track on the side of the bridge. So make a little lane.
And I'm hoping to find out a bit more about exactly how the funding works. On Cup Day on Tuesday, down at Charlie's Caravan Park at Skeens Creek, we've got Sarah Henderson coming down to hopefully tell us a bit more about that. Obviously, photo opportunity for her and our opportunity to say thank you.
Right.
But it's good also to get the opportunity for people to ask her questions about either this or anything else that's on their agenda. Because we had had the Skeens Creek AGM last weekend, and Libby Coker came down, who's obviously the Labour candidate for Corangamite. And to me, regardless of your political views, it's fantastic to have these people coming down. Tony, you need to get onto the Greens guys and get them to come down.
She has been down a couple of times, and hopefully,
or get her on the radio.
Yeah, well, she has. I've got a recording of hers here.
Excellent.
Yeah, so she might be down for the next farmer's market.
Because, I mean, that's one of the fantastic things about living in an open democracy, you know, and people coming down here and telling you what they believe in.
That's right. And I know we all do get quite cynical about that, but plenty of countries that people, citizens, give their eye teeth opportunities like this to sort of have your members or people running, you can actually speak to them and have access to them.
Yeah.
You know, we do take it for granted.
Right. Anyway, we might have another song.
Yeah,
and
I think I might have to shoot
off. Have to go.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yep.
Good on you, Tim. All right.
I might go
thanks
too.
Thanks for coming in. All right. Thanks, John.
Oh, no worries.